Okay, welcome back. All be quiet. Don't talk about your hipster stuff. Now there's Manu Rasta talking about efficient Wikipedia information retrieval. Whatever that is, we will know it after the presentation. Here's Manu.
Yes. Thank you, Christoph, and welcome everybody for my talk about efficient Wikipedia information retrieval. Maybe I can take the opportunity to introduce myself to the ones I haven't met before. I am working at the Technical Information Library in Hanover, and I'm a so-called Wikipedian in residence, which means I come to I have to deal one way or another with the MediaWiki software, and as you might know, it's or as what everyone knows, it's the most popular wiki system, which has grown over a couple of years, and everyone has put committed patches in order to have his wanted feature in the system. So it's a bit it's not streamlined or designed from ground up, but it has grown over the years, and there's much room to improve in that sense, or in the circular sense, to shorten, I would say, to take bloat out, and nevertheless, it's not. I don't want to diss this software. It's there and it's working, and one has to deal with it one way or another, and my task in the following three or two yeah about 3 years is to convert a whole lot of scientific articles from the technical realm into MediaWiki syntax. It's most of our documents are in XML and in different types of XML format, and there are many ways, standard canonical ways to convert a document from one format into another, and it's trivially known as save as in a regular program. Save document as and pick another format, and that's all the it looks a bit it's a black box. It automatically converts, and the canonical way to convert XML is going via XSLT, and as you might know, there are not so many XSLT processors out there. One quite fast and small processor is this XSLT proc, and when as soon as you if you consult literature or developer magazines where XSLT is a topic, then one soon gets trapped into the features of XSLT version 2, and then the selection is rather small. It's basically only a commercial Saxon XSLT processing software that supports it, and if one steps one one level up from the user level, then one can question if it's really if you need XSLT for processing documents, and you can easily, or of course you can convert a text document with any string processing language, with any programming language that does string processing. One of the better knowns are C, for example. C is good for string processing, and one of my favorites is a regular expression programming language, one can say, which is designed for on a word level, mapping a source word with a destination or surface level word, and my plan is to adopt this formalism to the document level, and it's quite efficient and fast on the word level, and let's see how it works out on the document level. This is a plan. It's not has not manifested anywhere yet. So this is the overview of the data in this in the German Wikipedia section. It consists of 5 GB of text files, and it's 5 GB of compressed text files, so it expands a little more, but that's not too much for regular hard disk drive capacity, so it fits on everyone's computer for experimenting. And in fact, Wikipedia text files are very popular by anyone who wants to conduct experiments on textual data, because it's so homogeneous, it's quite close to plain text. There's not much markup, which spoils the data. So basically, only these italic marks or bold marks, which can easily be filtered out or interpreted if one wants to look at the emphasis there. So it's quite a popular repository or corpus, as people like to say, of text, and it's the basic method to to use these files is via this MediaWiki software, but I think a much more or a much simpler way would be just to put them where they belong, in a file system, and the MediaWiki software resides in a database. And it's one just don't need it, I suppose. And and of course, what brings this together with Gopher is this menu structure. Unfortunately, I haven't played around with this yet, but I think it fits perfectly into a menu structure. And one of my other books, I'd like to maybe just pass them. Oh, I This one I need for a quote later, but...
Now you have to send them to all the people in IRC.
Yeah, the biography is in the last slide, but I would like to point out one of the more... a book about libraries by...
It's really loud.
It's called Practical Digital Libraries, and it's written by a man called Michael Lesk, who is also known in the Unix world for developing the Lex, the Lexer program for building compilers or programming languages. So he is quite, he's a man who knows a bit more what it seems when one just cross reads a bit. And so he has done quite substantial work in the Unix world, and one thing which is nice, I think, although this is sort of outdated, it's not, there's a newer second version, second edition of this book, and no one I think no one looks into the first edition anymore, but there's a nice quote about Gopher, and especially in comparison with Mosaic.
What would I really have?
No, I just... okay. It's on page 137, and it's about how the competing... the web took over, or HTTP took over over Gopher, but if I find right, one has to take it with a grain of salt, because Mosaic is the name of the program, of the browser, and here the comparison goes Gopher versus Mosaic, but it's I think in a newer version, or in a current version of Gopher, one would also allow for external programs to view, for example, a graphics file, or maybe also for viewing an HTML file.
I will describe Gopher in the other presentation. You
yes.
Guys, no, you have to repeat that for the stream, the only one.
Okay, yeah, so, yeah, quite interesting bit of history, and Mosaic took over and has been itself taken over by other softwares, and interesting to see. And yes, about the MediaWiki software, just a bit more evil that the software incorporates. It's quite a huge amount of single lines of code, mostly PHP, also some JavaScript and SQL, so many of that one would just like to skip over or get rid of in a more advanced or more more simpler approach to dealing with wiki text files. And I think there was one guy on the last SACNES conference who compared this attitude we have, or most SACLES or Bitreich users, I suppose, too, have, is it compares to the Amish people of Pennsylvania. They don't care too much about cars and stuff, but compare that to SQL and JavaScript and PHP, we don't. We really have no much use of that, or for that neither, and it's just a fashion, and if an inexperienced young programmer gets a job, build a wiki program, then he takes whatever is the fashion, and that's the current fashion. And an interesting definition about of a wiki, what is a wiki, is in the P9 main page of the wiki file system. It's actually only it's a file system and displaying wiki articles, nothing more. And if one has such a simple grasp of the wiki concept, it's clearer why it's not really needed to get to go with all these fashion stuff or current PHP and JavaScript. It's not a necessity for displaying or querying articles. And I think in the Gopher approach, we skip it in the beginning. And of course, there are many other wiki programs or softwares around, quite popular too. In two organizations, one of them, my current library where I work, there's Confluence Wiki, it's a proprietary wiki, and also the German Army has a known wiki, and they have Confluence as well. And so it is just by the numbers of people who work in these organizations, it is of it has some significant sense, but doesn't make it a better decision. Yes, I always find it inspiring to look at the Plan 9 documentation, or lots of great ideas in them, even though it's a small page and didn't work much with this WikiFS, but it's there's a clear thinking behind it, and reuse a lot of that. And when one has a certain amount of data, text files, say 5 gigabytes, people think we need a search engine for that or something. But I think in this case, in our Wikipedia case, it is a dictionary, and a dictionary has automatically organizes itself alphabetically first, and then by head words. And just like using any other dictionary, one thinks of a head word or keyword and types it in, and this makes it an ideal case for using dmenu here. And I think dmenu, if I'm not wrong, is also capable of some kind of regexing, and for example, star in the beginning and then a keyword, and filtering out some interesting pages which may include this keyword as well. So this makes this saves a whole lot of code for a search engine if one uses the alphabetic organization of a dictionary and a dmenu for accessing it. And I think I have a slide on that. The other thing that pops up when one thinks about using a dictionary is how to query the article file itself. And Then I would always say, maybe over next slide. Yeah, full text search is always best. And back in the days when Unix was developed, they had, I think 5 gigabytes was a bit, was of a size that needed some indexing or tricks to deal with just the amount of data. But 5 gigabytes of text, even though a bit more when it's in its uncompressed form, is capable of searching with the grep tools, which saves again a whole search engine apparatus. There are some variants of grep. Fgrep is, as far as I'm informed, the non-regex grep, or maybe it's even fast, or what ever this F means. It's faster than the regular expression grep, and Egrep is maybe that one that is best for regular expressions, and this Agrep is something. I think where was it? One of my books was it approximate grep, and it's you can do funnier regexes with Agrep, but it's also a bit slower on the other hand. So anyhow, a grep, or the regular, or a normal grep is the right tool for querying text files. And it was, in the days before Google, I somewhere read it in one of the Unix classics, the most popular tool people used on their machines was grep. So it was always interesting or relevant to query text files, what's in them. There's interesting literature on building indexes as well, but it really is. I would always say it's very advanced stuff, because either you only need it when you have really huge amounts of data, so-called big data scenarios. But 5 gigabytes is not in that category, and you always have to fight the assumptions the person has made that has built the index. And it's a bit with in the foregoing talk, you always have to often it's more an obstacle to overcome to deal with the assumptions someone else has put into a piece of software, and that's especially true with indexes or search engine indexes. And if one has the full command of accessing the files proper and having a grep tool at hand, then one has full command of the data. And if one still wants, one can still build an index and see what's how faster that is. Because they tend to get quite complex or complicated, these softwares, search engine softwares. That's something I left out, because I didn't have time to really do experiments with that. That's my zero hypothesis, that it's a valuable project to copy or to use Wikipedia data and make a Gopher version of it. Someone else has done it already, unfortunately, but you can still do another one and be even more success. This is only for making proselytes. I'm myself convinced that it's better, faster, and more success, but to inform someone who has never thought about the idea and is maybe used to a graphical user interface, it's nice to present some data or comparison. But I've already decided that for me that it's good enough. Yeah, and here's the bibliography, all the books that have proven to be useful or inspiring. Classics, it's always good, always inspiring to look at the classics, and even though it's maybe odd nowadays to look at Pascal, it's Kernighan and Plauger, two sea guys, have dealt with Pascal when Pascal was maybe in the early 80s, the PHP of today. But especially the code size, the binary code size of Pascal programs is often quite low compared to even C programs. And this is an issue with most, standard libraries nowadays. Very inspiring, very simple, and there's nearly a whole standard library in Pascal, simple Pascal, in this book. I recommend it very warmly to anyone interested in suckless programming or efficient programming. And it's very well written and very nice foreword, and one finds a lot of wisdom and reusable ideas in this still today. Or maybe it has been forgotten or overlooked, or most of, or at least these two Kernighan books, they have been typeset with Tirov. I think they state it somewhere, and it looks like that as well. It looks good. And yeah, here's one about this is by Witten, Moffat, and Bell. The classic book, or I think it's a classic book about the title is Managing Gigabytes, and it's from 2004, I think, and maybe it's even 99, or has a bit age, but it's a classic book about building search engines, and it's all about indexing. That's the key to search engine. One of the guys from Plan 9, Russ Cox, he has written a nice blog article about search, Google's code search, which has been, I think, abandoned, but he wrote and he documented it with some interesting blog articles. And that's the second edition of the other book. It misses the interesting part about Gopher, because they maybe found Gopher was outdated in the early zero years.
Not anymore.
Now they need to make a third edition. So that's basically it, what's on the slides. And if there are no questions, or there may be room for questions now, and then else I would like to talk informally later about
the question.
Yes.
And what do you say?
Okay.
Do you have any source code, anything down here?
Apart from the the question by Christoph is whether there's any if there's any source code yet to present, and well, no, if I had one I would love to present it. I have done some work published or mentionable work about accessing MediaWiki without going to this through this user interface. They changed the API quite often. This is also a well-known fact or problem of large programs like MediaWiki, that the API changes and breaks at the same time software that uses in the API. And we can now, for example, write an article in Wiki syntax and upload it without going through the interface. It's two lines of bash code, and if one reads the documentation of the Wikipedia, it's 90% it's outdated, so it's of no help anymore. And if one studies bots in regular Wikipedia bots, it's 10 or 100 lines even of code to deal with that.
Where can I send you help?
I should put my email on the first slide as well, so help is appreciated.
Yeah. One comment by Quink, fgrep, the f means fixed.
Fixed grep.
So it's fixed grep, no pattern.
Okay. Okay, so Quink asked in the IRC, he commented in the IRC that fgrep is actually fixed grep. The f means fixed, and it's the version that does not have regular expressions, and that's fast. The fast version, the fastest grep.
Where did you get the books from?
Oh, this is a reprint from India. And then Christoph asked where the books came from, and it's just collected from Amazon dealers. And the classic from Koenig & Pike once got reprinted in India, but it's the same edition. It's just cheaper and smells like an Indian book. They have they have naphthalene. Okay, thank you
Manu.
Thank you very much.
Well, we have to work a photo with me and this Unix book, and Koga will be envious because he doesn't have that book. So now we make, Quink is also thanking here. Make now some short break because the people in front of the door who want to get some drinks from the freezer we have now closed because of the conference. So back to the playlist. Thank you.